The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, the Republicans have reversed more than a dozen last-minute Obama executive orders. It's on, Harley.
Well, it is on. Republicans and Barack Obama won so far. During the last days in office, most people will remember that President Obama had issued executive orders to try to force his agenda into law since he couldn't get Congress to pass his proposals through the traditional debate and voting on the Hill. Congressional Republicans have reversed more than a dozen Obama-era regulations on things like guns and the Internet, the environment, and that sort of thing. The deadline for scuttling the rules with a simple majority was last past Thursday. And this is only about the second time that they've done that, and primarily because it hasn't been necessary in the past. Very few presidents, I think none, have used the executive authority like President Obama did. Senators point out that Congress had only done it one other time. The GOP reversed 14 regulations. There will be others. They may have to do it with more votes than was required the first time through, but there will be more. And the Republicans are saying this is a success, and Democrats are saying, well, if that's all the success you've got, you haven't done all that much.
Never mind. Yep, he's doing what he said he'd do. Righto, what's this business about voter ID?
Well, the fight over requiring photo IDs of some sort in order to vote.
Yes.
Vote, know who you are, is a big and divisive issue in some places in the country. The ACLU has now filed a Freedom of Information request for data to back up President Trump's claim that there was voter fraud in the last election. And this comes right after Trump signed an executive order creating a commission to investigate voter fraud. He maintains, without offering any evidence, that he would have won the popular vote if it hadn't been for millions of people casting their ballot illegally. We don't know if that's true. Mm-hmm. He says it is. Now the ACLU says show us the proof, and we'll see. Those in favor of voter ID laws say that's necessary to prevent fraud.
We don't have any voter ID here at all. It's just ridiculous. Don't have any voter ID. Just a quick one on Mother's Day.
Well, it is Mother's Day, and we'd like to make mention that we all have one, so that's why it's such a popular holiday.
Lovely.
And the woman who got it started wanted us to write letters to our mom and didn't like the idea of cards from Hallmark. I think she lost that fight.
Cards from Hallmark. We always take the shortcut, don't we? The card from Hallmark. All right, Harley, see you tomorrow.
The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.